From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The coalition of public school advocates, led by the Arkansas Public Policy Panel, is planning to pack the State Department of Education building on Thursday morning to protest against what is characterized as the resegregation of Little Rock schools. The display of people power will be the latest in a string of rallies held by Little Rock denizens intent on restoring local control to the state-run school district. Voices in Little Rock have remained vocal since the state took it over early last year because six of its 48 schools were deemed to be in academic distress based on tests that are no longer utilized by the state of Arkansas. But it is the removal of Superintendent Baker Curris and the threat of an even greener green light for charter school expansions that has galvanized public protests since mid-April. In a press release on Wednesday, the Arkansas Public Policy Panel said the fast-tracked expansion of one poorly performing charter school and a recruitment mailer campaign by Lease Academy that chose not to target low-income and minority neighborhoods are evidence of the state's harmful administration of the Little Rock School District. Hearing that criticism of selective recruitment, Lease Academy sent out its own press release on Wednesday. It called the lack of a mailing recruitment campaign for those high-poverty minority districts an error that would be corrected. But the statement from the charter school also simultaneously said that their decision not to send mailers to certain zip codes was based on advice from state education officials. The school also defended their original decision not to send mailers to certain neighborhoods, saying instead that digital TV and radio marketing blanketed those areas instead. The school has about half as many minority students as the Little Rock School District. The State Board of Education will hear a monthly progress report tomorrow on the Little Rock School District from Baker Curris, with Education Commissioner Johnny Key expected to be in attendance. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.